Welcome to the Authentic Life Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Seth Lusk. I'm a master certified life coach, author, personal trainer, and nutrition specialist. For over a decade, I've been helping people with their dreams and goals for their life and health. I spent many years watching people get frustrated with their journey in life and giving up on taking actions towards their goals. So I dug in deep to find answers to why so many of us face this same frustration and struggle in life. So in this podcast, we're going to dive in deep on topics surrounding what it means to consistently live a fulfilling and authentic life, where you are unstoppable in taking action towards your dreams and goals. So the only question is, are you ready to start living your most authentic and fulfilling life once and for all? Then let's get started, shall we? Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. For those of you listening in for the first time, welcome, welcome. You picked a great episode to join in on for the first time. This week we're talking about recession-proofing your mind, your life, and how to recession-proof your most authentically fulfilling life. This is a topic that I feel like is so important for us these days because so many people are worried about this idea of a possible recession in 2023. And I've encountered quite a few people that when I talk with them about the idea of coaching, they've used this financial objection as being the reason why they're not investing in coaching. And when I work through the financial objections, they always bring up this idea of a possible recession and their worries surrounding it, their fears surrounding it, and why that means they need to hold back on investing their money into themselves, into their lives, into their mindset. And today I want to break this open and talk about it openly and really kind of help you all see how the idea of a recession, even the reality of a recession, doesn't have to mean that you stop investing in yourself. And actually, it's a reason to invest in yourself. And I'm going to explain why in this episode. A recession is basically a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced. And it's generally identified by a fall in gross domestic product within a country for at least two consecutive quarters and an increase in unemployment rates. So this is kind of what defines a recession. And a lot of people these days are talking about in 2023 this possibility of a recession. It's worrying a lot of people, causing a lot of panic, a lot of anxiety, and causing a lot of people to kind of like pull back in their life and shrink down and kind of like hold on to money and finances and everything because like we're worried and anxious about a recession. And so I wanted to take the time today to talk about this idea of a recession and kind of the approach that I've been taking as far as my mindset goes around the idea of recession and why this makes a difference and how it can help you and what you all can do during this time to still be moving forward and creating the life that you are designed to thrive in and feel fulfilled by. Because the truth is that just because there is the possibility of a recession, just because there even might be a recession going on, it does not mean that we have to act in a certain way or believe a certain set of thoughts that therefore create certain emotions about a recession. And this right here, this understanding this and using this in a conscious way is where your power lies as a human. So today I want to talk about this idea of recession. I want to talk about some of the ways that I have been approaching talking to my clients and potential clients about the recession and sort of what I've been doing with my life that recession proofs it. Recession proofs my life, recession proofs my mindset, recession proofs my business, and how you can start applying this to your own life. So when we talk about recessions, as I said, it's defined by this general economic decline that involves an identified fall in gross domestic product for at least two consecutive quarters and an increase in unemployment rates. And I want to say that as of right now, that is not happening. There is still growth in gross domestic product going on. And unemployment rates are not going up right now. So there is not a recession occurring right now. And there is also debate at this point in time as to whether or not a recession is even going to happen this year. So I find this is the first point that I want to talk about here. Because I've talked with you all about this before. We live from stories about life. We don't live based in the reality of life. We only perceive 0.00000000001% of reality on a conscious level and process at that much of reality at a conscious level and make our stories about life. So our stories about life are not the reality of life. And so many people right now are living from a story that either a recession is happening based on some small amounts of data that don't actually equal factually a recession, or there are so many people right now living from a story that there is a recession imminent coming this year, and that means that they need to hunker down and hold on to their money and don't invest and stop doing this and, you know, making all of these reactive decisions about their life and what they're doing with their life based on this, what they're thinking is a fact that a recession is inevitably coming. But the truth is, we don't know if it's coming. We don't know that. And a lot of the specialists looking at the economy are actually saying they don't think it's coming. They don't think it's going to happen. They think that we're still growing. Everything is good. But there's still like a chance that a recession might happen in 2023. So I wanted to talk about this. And I want to talk today from the perspective of if a recession is actually happening. Okay, so anytime I talk about the recession, I want you to remember that what I'm talking about is the possibility that one might happen. It's not a fact that it's going to happen. It's not a fact that it is happening right now. It's a possibility. So we're talking about a potential story. It is fictional at this point in time. It is not real, but so many of us are living from that fictional story like it's our reality, which, by the way, just points out the power of your brain here. The fact that a fictional story in your head that's not actually happening can change so much of how you feel about your life and how you're approaching your life and what you're doing in your life and what results it's creating in your life. Lean in there, because there's a lot of awareness and power in being able to just see that right there. So let's talk about a recession. First of all, I want to say I personally don't subscribe to the fear of a recession for several reasons. So even if the economists were to say it's inevitable, a recession is happening in 2023, I'm kind of like, okay, that's going to happen. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not buying into this societal mindset of fear and anxiety and panic surrounding a recession. And I want to talk to you all about some of the beliefs and thoughts and ideas I have around the recession, the possibility of a recession, that kind of allow me to not slip into this societal panic, this groupthink mindset. And the biggest reason, I think, is that, first of all, on average, recessions only last for about 10 months. 10 months to a year-ish. Okay? So, on average, they last about 10 months. It's not like a recession is going to last for forever. And, like, we treat the possibility of a recession like it's the end of the world. Like, it's, oh my God, unemployment's going to go up. We're all just going to be doomed. It lasts for 10 months. Unemployment goes up for 10 months. Interest rates go up for 10 months. A fall in gross domestic product happens for about 10 months. And then the economy corrects itself. And then the other part of this that allows me to sort of remain calm and objective during a recession is that recessions are a normal occurrence. They're not a fluke. They're not a sign that something has gone wrong. They are a natural process in an economy to have a recession. It's the way the economy keeps itself in check and kind of evaluates itself and corrects itself. They are a natural process in an economy. They're not a bad thing that happens. They're not a negative thing that happens. They're not a disastrous thing that happens. They're not a unexpected bad thing that's just happening to the economy. It's part of having a growing economy is that recessions occur naturally. And on average, they happen about every 3.25 years. Okay? Now, actually, as time is going on, they are happening less and less frequently, and the duration is going down. So I did a little search on the internet, and I want to bring up some of this information for you all here. I did some research around recessions in the United States. And so far, since the beginning of the United States, since, the United States became a country, there have been 48 recessions in the United States. Okay, so a total of 48 recessions have occurred in the United States. And according to the data, back in the 1700s, they were happening, well, I would say almost, well, they were happening very frequently. So we had one from 1785 to 1788. It lasted for 4 years. And then immediately another one from 1789 to 1793 that lasted for 4 years. And then immediately another one from that lasted for 2 months in 1792. And then another one in 1796 that lasted for 3 years. Another one in 1802 that lasted for 2 years. One in 1807 that lasted for 3 years. And then we go on and on and on. And as we get towards the end of the 1800s, they're only lasting for 1 year. And if we look back in the early 1700s, we're looking at less than a year, 18 months since the last one occurred. And then when we get towards the end of the 1800s, we're looking at 1 year since one occurred, 2 years, 4 years since one occurred. And then we move into the 1800s, and it's on average happening about every 3 years, and they're lasting around 1 to 2 years. And the business activity drops somewhere, it looks like around 20%. And then we get closer to the end of the 1800s, and the duration of these depressions is going down, so they're lasting not as long as before. So on average, we're looking at right at around a year to a year and a half. And it's about 2 years to 3 years since the last one occurred is when they're happening. And then we get into the 1900s, and the duration is going down even more. So on average, we're like right at a year. Also, the amount of decline is going down. So as we get closer to the middle of the 1900s, we're looking at the decline being somewhere in the single digit percentages, like 1, 2, or 3%. And the duration is going down to where it's now in the months. So we're looking at 8 months, 10 months, 11 months as the duration, and the time between going from 2 years up to 8 years. We've got one at 4 years, 7 years, 10 years, 6 years, 10 years. So what we can see is that the duration of these recessions is going down, and the time between the recessions is going up, and the percentage of fall in the gross domestic product is also going down. So what that means is that recessions are actually becoming something that is occurring less and less frequently and a lot less intensely. But we become more and more, for some reason, freaked out about the possibility of a recession as time is going on. So I want to take some time to talk about this, kind of what's going on here. Why are we all freaking out about the possibility of a recession and then living our lives acting as if it's inevitably already happening or is going to happen this year without any evidence that proves factually that it's going to happen, but yet we're making decisions about our life as if it is, and we're making those decisions as if the recession means we need to make a different set of decisions and pull back on our investments, pull back on our growth in life, pull back on our growth, pull back on how we're approaching our life, and just kind of hunker down and hide from it and distract ourselves during the meantime of this recession. And so we're creating results in our life that reflect that. I find it a bit interesting, actually, that if we look at what's going on right now, we're actually creating with our behavior results in our lives that point to the fact that a recession is happening, even though it's not happening, but it looks like it's happening because of what we're doing in our life and the results that we're creating. It's very interesting how that's happening. And so I want to talk about shifting that thinking surrounding recessions, shifting that panic, that anxiety around recessions, and start looking at the fact that recessions are not a fluke, they're not a bad thing, they're a normal occurrence, they're occurring less and less frequently, and they're lasting for less and less amount of time. But yet we act like we have to think about recessions in a certain way, and respond or react to recessions in a certain way. And what I want to draw your attention to is the fact that you still get to decide during a recession what you do with your mind and body. You don't have to feel panic. You don't have to react to panic just because everyone else is doing this at this point in time. And we can start looking at recessions as an opportunity. So as I was doing my research about recessions, some things that I found out are the fact that recessions are a great time for investment. They're a great time for investment in real estate, in stocks, and in yourself. Recessions are actually an opportunity. But what we tend to do is we tend to see these recessions as a sign that we need to panic and start thinking negative and bad things are happening, and we shrink back in our life. And in doing this, we miss out on the opportunities that a recession actually provides. I want you to go back and think about COVID, because we actually had a recession during COVID. It only lasted about 2 months, and there was a big drop. So actually, according to the definition of a recession, that technically wasn't a recession, because a recession needs to last for at least 6 months, and unemployment rates need to go up, and gross domestic product needs to go down during that time. But unemployment rates went up, and gross domestic products went down drastically for a two-month period during COVID. And so everyone was like, oh my God, a recession, a recession, a recession. But here's what's interesting. Those of us that during the recession, we chose to take a different approach, had a completely different result when the COVID recession ended. We can see how during COVID, there were basically two main approaches during this time. There were a lot of activities that had been limited as an option for us because of COVID, because of safety regulations. And some people use that time to worry, slip into panic, and complain, and shrink back in their life, and ruminate during that time. And they use that time to sort of hide from their strong feelings about their worry, their anxiety, and their panic about the world. And they would ruminate and binge on food and TV and internet and argue with people on the internet and just hunker down. And they were waiting for it to be over, basically. I can't wait till life gets back to normal is what most of these people were saying. And then when COVID ended, these people were struggling with their binge eating, with their weight issues, with their health issues, with depression, with anxiety, with worry. And trying to get back out into the world was very difficult for them. But then there were people, like me and my clients, who saw this as a time of opportunity. We saw it as, all right now there aren't as many options for activities that I can distract myself with right now from what is really, really important in my life. And we saw that as an opportunity to look inward and start investing in growing and building inwardly through education, through personal development, through building concepts for our businesses, through building strategy, through building connections with people via Zoom that before COVID would not have really been possible because people were not really using Zoom. It was kind of like a weird thing for them and people shied away from it. And then all of a sudden Zoom was this big open thing for people to meet. And all of a sudden we were able to really connect with people all the way on the other side of the planet so easily and so readily because everyone was so ready to hop on a Zoom call and connect with people. And people like me and my clients, we were like, this is such a huge opportunity. This is so great. Meanwhile, everyone else was like, oh, but we're having to get on Zoom and oh, we can't meet each other in person and complaining about it and shrinking down in their lives and hiding and you know, just buffering away their strong emotions with cheap distraction that actually ended up costing them a whole lot in the long run. That's the funny thing about distractions that are cheap in the moment. They end up costing a ton in the long run. But because of this, those of us who decided to see COVID as an opportunity, we really opened up ourselves to COVID and what was going on. And we used that time of limited option for distraction. And we spent the time doubling down on what would build the life that we truly wanted, both during COVID and when COVID was going to be over. And then when the restrictions started to lift and things started opening up again, people that did this were really prepared and ready and just like taking off with their new skills and strengths that they had developed during that time. And we're really able to ride that post-COVID wave of growth that happened as the market started opening back up, businesses started opening back up, activities started opening, other opportunities that had been sort of restricted during that time started opening back up. They were really prepared and ready to dive into those with newfound strengths and abilities that they could really ride that wave in with. And I want you all to see that recessions are the same way. This possibility of a recession can be seen the same way. But what I see is people doing the same thing, shrinking back down into their lives, holding on to their money, like money is just going to slowly somehow disappear because a recession is happening, and that they need to hold on to what they have as much as they can. They cut back on investing on things that would really build the life that they want, that are really important for them, because they're worrying about money in the economy. They instead start spending, not investing, their money on cheap distractions, trying to just get by or get through the recession that's, first of all, not even happening, and we don't know if it's going to happen, but we're acting as if it is. And we're just, so many of you all out there are just trying to get by and get through it and waiting for things to, quote unquote, get back to normal again. But here's the thing, when things do, these people will be in that same position with their personal development, their skills, their strength, and even less invested financially in anything that could build their wealth. And then the recession ends, and the economy starts booming and growing again, and they get sort of left behind in the growth because they shrunk back during the recession and depression instead of investing and doubling down on what opportunities were available to them during the recession to grow. But what I want you all to begin to see is that right now we have an opportunity here. And this is what I encourage my clients and potential clients to see, is that recession is an opportunity, just like we had with COVID. That if a recession does happen, it's only going to last maybe about 10 months, maybe a year. But during this 10 months to a year, what could you invest in with yourself? What skills and strengths could you invest in during this time so that in 10 months when this recession ends and the economy starts to take off in a boom again, you're able to use those skills, those strengths to harness the momentum of the economy and bring some of that wealth back to you in your career, in your business, and starting a business? Think about that potential there. You have this 10 months to a year of opportunity when the economy is not so growth-oriented to turn inward and instead of hunkering down and holding on and shrinking back, to build up and expand inwardly with your knowledge, your habits, your strengths, your skills for yourself to help you advance your career and your finances so that when the recession turns around, you are primed and ready and chomping at the bit to take off with that boom and ride it with its momentum, instead of watching everyone around you boom while you fizzle and worry in your anxiety and depression and self-consciousness, while you frantically try and get ready to catch up with that wave that you've already missed. And then you're sprinting behind it trying to catch up. I want you all to notice that anytime the world or society calls something bad or negative, and they pull back in scarcity, anxiety, fear, and panic, whatever it is, you get to decide if you want to make that an opportunity or not. And throughout history, we see examples of people that do this and create extraordinary things in their lives because they do the unexpected. They do the extraordinary of leaning in and growing during a time where everyone else is pulling back and shrinking. As the world shrinks back, if you go inward and expand, the balance out of that, what the world is calling negative, the other side of that wave, the other side of that dip between the waves is going to come. The other side of the coin always comes. Life is always 50-50. And if you spent that time where everyone else calls it negative and they're pulling back, if you spend that time looking at it as opportunity and you invest in growing and expanding when it feels uncomfortable while everyone else is pulling back, then when the contrast comes to balance things out, you are prepared to use that momentum to really launch yourself forward with it, as opposed to chasing it because you spent that time shrinking, weighing yourself down with distraction, regret, fear, anxiety, and panicked reactive behavior. And then when the other side of that contrast comes and what everyone calls positive comes in and comes sweeping in, you're left trying to pick all of that weight that you've built on top of yourself, you're trying to pick that up and sprint after the wave to keep up with the boom forward once it's already happening and you haven't been prepared for it to come. What I want you all to begin to see is that right now, instead, you have the opportunity, the chance to, while everyone else is shrinking back, it leaves this space wide open to opportunity to step forward and grab what is there that everyone else is shrinking back from and dive into it and use it and learn and grow while there isn't that competition around it. There isn't that high interest in heavy, fast-paced growth that's going on. You have more opportunity to grab these things while it's slow and everyone else is shrinking back from it. And see what you can get from those things during that time to build and build and build and build and prepare yourself by stepping forward in that space. Absorb the richness of it then. Then when the boom happens and everyone is trying to flood back into those spaces and they're sprinting trying to catch up, you're already like, peace out, already done that, and you're ready to ride that wave forward. While everyone else is like, wait, how did they do that? What? And they're panicking trying to catch up. Remember, during times like this, it's so easy for us to have this decision and choice right in front of us, but it doesn't appear to us to take it, because remember that we are humans and we have a brain that is geared towards social connection. And one of the biggest ways that we connect socially in our brain, I'm not talking about the fact we are spiritually connected no matter what. We are connected no matter what. But how our brain feels connected is through shared emotion. It's like this whole mob mentality complex or concept. Big emotions cause others around them that want to connect to feel them as well, and it cascades. So during times like this, when there is a social norm, a social pressure, a collective energy of emotion to see the situation as negative, the news is saying it, friends are saying it, parents are saying it, elders are saying it, politicians are saying it, gurus, TV hosts, podcast hosts are saying it, the communities around you are slipping into fear, scarcity, anxiety, worry, doubt, and panic. If you are not emotionally responsible, you will miss the opportunity to make a decision there, and you'll allow yourself to be pulled by the momentum of that wave, that societal emotion, and miss the opportunity to stand your ground, hold space, make the choice to step forward where everyone is shrinking back into that wide open space that everyone is leaving for you, and see the opportunities there. But if you aren't in a position to be emotionally responsible, you're going to miss that decision time, because your brain is going to urge you to slip into the communal or societal emotional state and do what everyone else is doing. I want you to think about and remember that when we react as humans to things such as fear, anxiety, worry, and panic, which is what the societal mindset right now, the mentality is surrounding a recession and what that will pull us towards. When we react to those emotions, we start thinking, or not thinking, from the smallest part of our brain that doesn't really contain any logic. It's just pre-programmed reactivity. It's the part of our brain responsible for the fight, flight, fawn, freeze response, which in situations of true emergency can be beneficial. It can be, but can also cause us to act in ways during times of emergency where we miss out on logical options that would give us results that we truly want. And there are situations in which we want to react without thinking. Fire, run. Animal chasing me, run. But if we're using our prefrontal cortex and actually thinking during times of emergency, or when it's not an actual emergency, but our brain urges us to feel like it's an emergency, like a recession, if we are reactive to that fight or flight response in our brain instead of using our prefrontal cortex, we miss out on so much opportunity because we don't even see it, because we're stuck in that tiny part of the brain responsible for fight or flight that doesn't use logic. It doesn't use thinking about our future and what we truly want out of life. It's just react, 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 pre-programmed response. The truth is that during times like a recession, when things are not so high speed and the interest rates are not low, the opportunities available there are so different. But we miss out on them when we become reactive to the societal mindsets and we get stuck in that fight or flight response part of the brain. This is something that, for me, was very interesting. I didn't understand it up until, I think, actually around COVID was the time that I could really put it into focus what was going on and what I was doing and be able to help other people start using the practices, the things that I was doing, the way I was looking at things, the way I was thinking, the way I was managing my mind as an advantage for them too. Throughout my life, there have been so many times of emergency and crisis in which everyone around me was panicking and reacting and running and not always physically, but like emotionally running and hiding and whatever, reacting to. And somehow I did something that was so unexpected to people. And they were like, and it usually created a result that was quite extraordinary or beyond like what people thought was possible during that time. And people would always look at me and be like, how did you think to do that? Oh my God, you're just such a better person than me. You're stronger than me and blah, blah. And what I've come to realize is it's not because I'm special. It's not because I'm stronger. It's because when times like this approach and everyone else starts panicking, I hit the pause button for that split second that my brain's like, react, run, scream, flee, whatever, freeze. I pause. And I pay attention to what is important for me in this moment, right now. What am I trying to move towards before this emergency crisis situation? What am I trying to move towards? So what response can I have during this situation that responds to the situation, but also doesn't derail me from my progress forward? And I come up with solutions that nobody else thinks about, because I'm kind of like, yeah, I could react to that, but that's going to derail this up and mess that up. I can still respond to everything that is important right here, that is urgent right here, in a way that doesn't derail me. And I find solutions in that space that I hold for myself to just allow everyone else to panic and react and have anxiety around me. And I get to work looking for the opportunities. I get to work listening to what everyone else is screaming and saying around me and finding the loopholes in what they're saying and looking for solutions there, looking for solutions there. Where are we overlooking information? Where are we skipping past possibilities? Where are we saying this is all that exists where there might be a little bit more there? I look for the doorknobs where people see a wall. I look for the windows where people see a wall. I look for cracks where people see a solid surface. And I'm like, okay, wait, there's something here. And I find them. And I respond with those solutions. And this is what has always allowed me to navigate forward through any crisis or emergent, urgent situation in my life. It's what makes it look like by external appearances that I'm somehow just full of willpower and that I'm some kind of special, strong person. It's not that. I think it has to do with the fact that when I was a kid, and everyone around me was doing one thing, and I, because I was gay and growing up in a very conservative Christian environment, I was having to internally think, this isn't for me. This is what I'm dealing with right now. This is the circumstance that I'm in right now, but this is not the reality of life. This is just what I'm being told and what everyone around me believes. There's more here for me. There's something else there. There has to be another truth. And I spent so much time as a kid searching for that truth internally and listening to what people were saying and questioning it internally and looking for loopholes. And I've done this my whole entire life, where everyone else was just kind of like, they could go with the flow because they fit in and everything was, you know, okay for them. They could be comfortable with what everyone was saying. There was like this part of me that wasn't accepted by the societal mindset and belief at the time. And so I was very busy internally trying to create my own path forward, where everyone around me was saying, no, you're an abomination to God, you're a sinner, you're going to go to hell, you're going to, you know, be punished, and this is wrong, this is bad, you can't do this with your life. And I was looking for ways to be like, I don't think that has to be true for me. I don't think that's the truth. I get why you might believe that, why you might think that, but that's not true for me. So I've done this for so long now. It's such a habit of mine that during times like this, I am able to separate those feelings that I feel from the desire that my mind has to connect with all the people around me and want to go into their emotions, go into their stories. I feel all of that. I see all of that, but I'm able to step back from it and hit the pause button a little bit and say, hold on. I think there's more here. And that's what gives me the space to take extraordinary action during these times that has people scratching their heads. And I want you all to see that you have this opportunity in these times too. And I want to teach you how to do it. But in order to do it, you also need to know what is authentically important for you and what you're actually moving towards so that when those urgent, emergent times come up, you know where to look for the solutions versus becoming reactive. You know where to look for solutions that are authentic for you, not solutions that you have to, should, and need to because of what someone else in this society and around you told you, your parents told you, and blah, 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 blah. I want you all to realize something here. I want you all to become aware of something here. During times where things can feel big and challenging, what we actually want in order to be able to feel empowered in our lives and fulfilled by our lives, like we are able to show up for them and continually create movement forward, even during challenge, even during emotions that people would call negative. In order to be able to do that, during times that feel big and challenging, what we want to do is be more conscious so that we can make aligned decisions and therefore take aligned actions. But instead, what we've been socially programmed and cued to do is allow ourselves to be pulled into and slip into a way of thinking during times like this that is very subconscious, full of panic, and very reactive. Instead of thinking, planning, and acting in an aligned way that would bring things for us during those challenging times, that would set us up to launch forward even with more momentum into the life that we want later on when the other side of the coin comes, when the contrast arrives in life, because life is always 50-50. Instead of doing that, we set ourselves up to be chasing opportunity during the less challenging times because we pull back during the big and challenging times. And when we are chasing, we're also in fight or flight. So that's the other side of this. So not only are we in fight or flight when the big and challenging times arrive, but then when that little part of the contrast goes by and then the next part of the contrast comes full of opportunity and we're not ready for it, so then we're chasing it, we're also in fight or flight. And so we're still not making aligned decisions. And so many of you all are in this space in your life constantly. It doesn't matter which side of the 50-50 life is in. It doesn't matter because you are constantly in this state of fight or flight, freeze or fawn. You're in this reactive state of mind where you are not consciously making intentional decisions about what you truly want in life that aligns with you authentically. You're not doing that. So not only are you pulling back during challenging times, but then you're also in fight or flight when the non-challenging times arrive because you're not prepared for it and you're chasing after it with this same mentality. So I want you to begin to see that really challenging times are that opportunity to not only practice not being in the fight or flight state, but we do it during times when things are being limited so that when they are not, we are prepared to launch forward. We have this opportunity during times of recession, when things quiet down and they slow down, to really look inward and invest that time in building that mindset that is recession-proof. Building that ability to show up for yourself, that emotional responsibility, not reactivity, that allows you to constantly, in all situations, be able to make responsible, intentional, decisions, responses, not reactions, that allow you to constantly move forward. And this is what, when we look at these people and we're scratching their heads and we're like, how do they just, how is nothing stopping them? This is how, my friends. Because they have taken the time to build that for themselves as their baseline. So no matter if we are in a time of recession or a time of growth, they are prepared. They are ready. They know what they want, and they know how to hit pause when everything around them is getting chaotic and panicky and anxious and fearful and all of that. They know how to hit the pause button, turn inward, look at what they want, make an aligned decision, find the opportunities around them while everyone else is running past them and frantically panicking. They're able to slow down and look, find the opportunities, and use them for them during these times. It's not because these people are special. It's not because I am special that I've always been able to do this. It's because I've learned this practice, and I want to teach it to you all too. And it's so interesting because so many people don't invest their time and money into their dreams, even during times of non-recession. And one of the big excuses people make for not going after their dreams, especially ones involving being self-employed, is that they're wanting more certainty and more security. And they use that as a reason to not go after their dreams and their goals. But then when times like recession happens, it's like, so you were, you know, putting yourself into all of the things that society was saying, oh no, do this. You're following the societal mindset for this sense, this false sense of security and safety. But then guess what? The challenging times come, like COVID, like a recession, and all of a sudden we realize that security wasn't real. It wasn't real because it wasn't yours. You didn't build it. You were chasing it in someone else, chasing it in a big company, chasing it in a group of people that when the challenging times come, they're going to panic and frantically run around and scream and duck down in their lives and leave you stranded out in the middle of nowhere fending for yourself. Because they weren't prepared either, but you built all of your security around them. Whether that be friends, family, communities, businesses that you're working for. Instead of investing in yourself and creating those skills, those strengths, those opportunities for yourself so that when things like recession or COVID happen, it doesn't matter if the company you work for starts laying off people. You know how you're going to move forward. That's security and certainty. But so many of you all shrink back from creating this for yourself because you think that that is insecurity, that is unstable, that is uncertain, and that is scary. And you're shoving all of your attention into these boxes of societal, this illusion of societal security, only to find that it's not real, and then you're not prepared for the contrast of life. It's funny that during recessions, people realize that being self-employed would have actually been the secure option. When you're the one that's calling the shots. And you're the one who is in charge of setting up your business for success, even during challenging times. Meanwhile, big businesses go under and go through massive layoffs during recession. And you have no power in that. You're at the mercy of some CEO that you've probably never even met. The fear of this happening is not a reason to not invest in your dreams. It is a reason to invest in your dreams. Because when you invest in your dreams, when you are in charge of your growth, when you are in charge and responsible in your life with your financial success, your growth, your emotions, your how you respond and how you show up for your life, instead of a big corporation being responsible for that, paying for everything for you, making sure that you have a place to earn money and how much money you're going to earn and paying for your insurance and all of that, you get to create that security for yourself and be able to pivot your dreams and your business in challenging times and not just come into work one day and find out that some CEO that you've never even met before decided to let go of your position from their company because they weren't set up to navigate the recession. You get to do that for yourself. And that doesn't mean you can't still work for a corporation while also still working on yourself and creating avenues of maybe income or savings or investments that when recession comes, it doesn't matter if you get laid off. You're ready for it. And you're ready for where you're going to look next, where you're going to move to next. recession-proof your mind, your life, your finances by investing in yourself instead of waiting around for life to invest in you. And then when the flip side of the coin happens, when the other 50-50 of life happens, and then it stops investing you and pulls back, you're left stranded and screwed. Recessions occur regularly. It's not like we're going to get to a time when the economy doesn't have recessions. They happen on a fairly regular schedule. So think about this. If you spend this recession investing, preparing, the possibility of recession, preparing yourself, building yourself up to be ready to launch yourself forward when the recession ends, and you get to ride that momentum into the next economic boom, then how much more prepared will you be financially for the next recession? How much more finances will you be able to have to invest during the next recession without fear to set yourself up to launch forward even further after that recession ends? Start preparing yourself now. If you are in this cycle of just chasing, running away, chasing, running away, chasing, running away. What if you set yourself up to be just steadily moving forward with steadily more and more and more momentum every time the economy checks itself, goes through a recession and comes back, checks itself, goes through a recession and come back? What if instead of chasing and running away, you were just constantly moving forward and riding that wave? And then during the times of recession, you're still moving forward, maybe not as fast, but you're still moving forward. Then that wave comes and you launch forward again. And then it slows down and you're still moving forward. And you launch forward again. It's always forward motion instead of this chasing after a wave of economic boom. And then it starts to die down. And then you're like, oh crap, the recession's coming. Back up, go away, run, retreat. And then you just keep setting yourself up to end up in the same position, the same spot in life over and over again. Maybe you move forward like a millimeter, and then you move back 20 millimeters, and then you move forward 5 millimeters, and then you move back 20 millimeters. And you just constantly find yourself in the space of, why am I not moving forward? Why am I not getting ahead in life to where I can ride these waves of opportunity when they come? Because you're not riding the opportunity that comes with a recession too. I'm telling you. Preparing for this cycle during a recession is a massive opportunity for you. While everyone else is reacting and ducking and shrinking down into their lives and hunkering down to binge and distract on whatever cheap pleasures they can find to make it through the recession, and what's funny is that these cheap distractions end up being really expensive in the long run with what they cost a person and their preparedness for life and their health when the recession ends, if you instead prepare for this cycle and invest in yourself, if you can step out of that emotional reactivity and societal mindset and really set yourself up during the possibility of a recession or during a recession to not be chasing the rapid post-recession growth, but to ride on that wave with confidence and decisiveness and direction when it comes in the next 10 months, where would that put you? Where would that put you in your life? In a completely different place. And the choice is really yours here. And I want to make sure you all are clear on this. The recession is not a fact that excuses you from your personal development. It is not a factual reason to not invest in working with a coach, in investing in your business, investing in your dreams, investing in your ideas, investing in yourself, investing in your mind and your skills and your strengths. You can use it as an excuse, but your results will reflect that when the recession ends and you're playing chase with the post-recession growth and you are just starting to catch up when the next recession hits. You have the power here to make a decision during this time to change that cycle, but the time is now to make that decision. Remember that we are not in a recession right now, and there is still a good chance that we might not go into one. But what is interesting is that because people believe we might go into one, all of a sudden people are holding back on purchasing stocks, pulling their investments out of stocks, not making investments or purchases. And because of this, the stock market is reflecting it. And this only increases the idea for people that we're going into recession, but we're actually not. The stock market is actually reacting to people's beliefs that we might go into recession, not the fact that we are in one. And then people are like, oh no, look at the stock market. See, we're going into a recession. No. That's just because people are reacting to the societal belief that we think we might be going into recession. So people are pulling back on their investments. It's funny how our thinking is literally creating the evidence for us of something that's not actually happening. But it feels like it is. It feels so real and it looks so real to us that it is. But here's the other thing about right now. Even if a recession is coming, right now is the time to start investing in yourself. Invest in creating a mindset and a lifestyle that is recession-proof. And what I mean by that is being able to navigate big emotions of yours and society without being derailed from making aligned decisions from your cerebral cortex instead of reacting to your emotions and the emotions of the masses and slipping into this fight or flight response where you're no longer making decisions, you're just reacting to emotion and distracting and hiding. And if you are in this reactive state, you're just going to end up spending the recession trying to buffer your emotions and escape. And when the recessions end, you're left with your pants down, and then you have to sprint to try and chase after the rapid growth that occurs post-recession. I want to encourage you to invest now in yourself. Stop making excuses. Stop letting this idea of a possible recession be something that you use as an excuse. Because whether or not we go into a recession, you will be prepared to either contribute in this still growing economy with a more conscious, emotionally responsible mind and a clear vision of what you authentically want in your life and benefit from that. Or if we go into a recession, you will use that time responsibly as an opportunity to continue growing and invest and seek opportunities where everyone else is pulling back, opportunities that only present themselves during a time of a recession that you would otherwise miss out on, and you prepare yourself to take part in those opportunities. Instead of taking part in the collective emotional reactivity, the mindset of society around you. When everyone else starts panicking and worrying and shrinking back in reactivity, while they miss out on all of the opportunities that open up during a recession that aren't available or are harder to access during economic growth, you will be prepared to jump into that, to lean into that, to grow into that. So that when the growth starts happening, everyone's looking at you like, wait, how are you there? How are you? And then you're just riding the wave of growth as it comes. I want you to think about this differently. Break out of the cycle of the collective mindset. So many people throughout history have learned to use times when everyone else backs down and hides to step forward and find what is there for them to use. And because they did this, they created amazingly unexpected and extraordinary results in their life. Because they chose to find opportunity where everyone else backed away and hid. What that tells you, my friends, is that while everyone else is saying there is no opportunity, back down and hide, what these people prove is that society doesn't know the answer. There is always opportunity if you look for it. But you have to make that decision to do it. And coaching will prepare you to be able to do that. It will prepare you with the tools to manage your mind, to separate from that desire to connect via reacting with the same emotions as everybody else around you, and instead be able to choose aligned responses and even lead people during these times to do the same. So that when recessions and challenging times end, and the other side of the contrast, the other 50-50 comes around, we're already moving forward and ready to ride the momentum of the growth that comes on the other side. With confidence, clarity, direction, and even some ease. I remember during COVID, when everyone else was glued to the news and listening to the collective mindset and reacting to it, I stayed focused. I stayed knowing that new opportunities were going to present themselves during that time that weren't usually available to me because they were too competitive or, I don't know, going too fast and I wasn't at the space to be able to reach them yet. I would have been eventually, but during the recession, they moved closer to me. And I was like, if I jump forward right now where everyone else is stepping back, I can grab those opportunities while they're moving a little bit slower. And then when they take off again, I've already got them. So I stepped up and I stepped forward during that time, and a lot of people thought I was crazy. But the few who saw me as someone to trust, they followed where I led. And then, as the COVID recession was ending and everyone else was coming out of their hibernation and trying to reacclimate to life and get their health back in order because they had stopped exercising and were stress eating and binge eating on TV and, you know, arguing on the internet and hiding in fear and blah, 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 blah. And while they were reacclimating to daily stress of living and getting stressed out and distressed by it, so many people were in that state of being lost and disillusioned and unclear and foggy and unsure and hesitant and distressed from where they had hid and shrunk down during COVID, and they were trying to step back out. Meanwhile, me and the people who followed me and the life coaches around the world and their followers who had stepped forward during the COVID times, we were all ready and excited and riding on that new wave of growth as it was coming towards us. We were on top of it. Not under it, not trying to catch up to it, not chasing after it. It's like if you see someone surfing and they don't see the wave coming because they're not looking, they're not focused, they're not paying attention. And then the wave arrives and they feel themselves lifting up. They're like, oh, the wave is here. And they start paddling frantically trying to chase it, but they miss it. They end up just trying to chase the wave behind it. They move a little bit forward with the wave, but then the wave just goes on past them so fast ahead of them and leaves them behind. So while they move forward a little bit, the wave is way far ahead of them. Meanwhile, those who remained focused and knew that a wave was coming to ride, and they were prepared for it, they watched for it, knowing it was coming, they started moving before the wave even got to them because they saw it on its way. So when it arrived, they were already going in the direction of the wave. And they can ride the momentum of it and use the momentum of it to propel them forward so much faster. And this is how it works in times like this as well. So many of you are hiding and distracting and not wanting to do the actions as if you know a wave of success is coming. Instead, you're hiding as if one might not be coming. And when it does come, you won't be prepared for it because you're acting like, oh, I don't know if one is coming. Maybe one isn't. And your actions show that. Your results in life show that. And when the wave comes, you won't be ready for it. You're waiting around for evidence of a wave to show itself to you first before you start to act. But by then, it's too late. You're just chasing the wave. And what I'm here to tell you is invest now in yourself, in your skills, in building that mindset, in building that authentic life of purpose that is so clear that you, no matter what, know how to move forward. Where what you are after is so clear for you and what you need to implement to make it happen is so clear for you. You are ready and looking for that wave that you know is always coming in the 50-50 of life. And when you see it on the horizon heading your way, you're already moving forward and you're ready to just take it as far as it can take you. Let it sweep you up in its momentum and ride with it when it arrives. The time to start preparing for that is now. It's now, not tomorrow, not in a month from now, not in a year from now. It's now. Recession-proof your mind. Recession-proof your life plan, your life purpose, your life goals, your finances. Recession-proof all of it. Invest now. I want to encourage you today to stop waiting for the wave when it is already too late. Stop shrinking back because the news and society and everyone around you is shrinking back and saying, oh, it's panic, panic, scared, scared, scared. Stop setting yourself up to chase the wave and fall behind. And instead, know, yeah, there's a lull coming. There's the other 50% lull coming. But in that lull, there is still opportunity to continue moving forward. When it's slow, I can grab those things while they're right there within my reach. And I can continue moving forward with them, paddling forward, knowing that the other 50% is coming. And when it comes, I'm moving and I'm ready and I'm paddling and I'm riding and I launch forward with it when it's ready. The time to start that process is now. Start investing in yourself and break the cycle. Stop letting societal mindsets convince you to stay in this cycle. Break the cycle. Stop using societal mindsets and the idea of a recession as an excuse to not invest in yourself. Invest in you. Believe in you. I believe in you all. That's what I've got for you today. I'm here to coach you through it until you believe too. And you can book a free consultation call with me and Let's work together. Let's discuss how we can work together to recession-proof your mind, to recession-proof your life, to recession-proof your vision of your life goals, your life purpose, all of it, your finances, so that you are always moving forward in an authentically fulfilling and aligned way. Build your most authentically and fulfilling life and build it recession-proof. The link to book your free consultation call with me is in the show notes. I'm here for you. I'm ready. Stop making excuses for not investing in yourself. All right? Head to the link in the show notes. Book your free consultation call on my website, and I'll see you there. I love you all. Invest, 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 and ride the wave. I'll talk to you again here next week. Ciao. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed the content of this podcast. If you did, please subscribe so that you're one of the first people to know when I release a new episode each week. If you have any questions, or if you have interest in learning more about the coaching that I do with my clients one-on-one, then just head over to my website at www.lifecoachseth.com. That's www.lifecoachseth.com. There you're going to have the ability to reach out to me for questions that you might have, or to book your free discovery call with me to discuss what one-on-one coaching with me might be like for you. You can also check out and order your copy of my book to get a taste of what I'm all about as a person and as a coach. I'm so happy that you joined us today, and I hope to have you here again next week. So until then, let authenticity be the guide to your most unstoppable and fulfilling journey of life.